What's up, everyone? Welcome to episode number 458 of the Action Movie Guys podcast. I'm your host, Nate, and my co-host is...
Alex Figueroa.
And we are also joined by our intern. He's still working his way to becoming an actual employee. His name is Scott. Scott, say hello to the people.
What's up, everybody?
This will be his last episode for a little bit, because he's not on payroll yet. So we can only use him for a certain amount of episodes. That's why he's an intern. But he's going to be wrapping up Denzel Washington set of movies. Now, we paired these up with the Bad Boys franchise. So it was four. We watched Out of Time. We watched a little Book of Eli. Then we checked out Safe House, and now we are up to 2013's Two Guns. Now, this film is another kind of a pair-up. I put them, the two pair-up movies, together. So Safe House was with Ryan Reynolds. This time, him, Mark Wahlberg, different style of movies, but both with like two lead kind of things. Now, before I give you my little fun facts, some Rotten Tomato scores, just to recap with the audience, Scott, had you seen this movie prior to this review?
Yes, one time.
One time, and Alex, you also have seen it one time.
I seen this one time, yeah, when I brought it on 4K.
Okay, bought the 4K, watched it, and then that was it. Okay, so yeah, I saw this at the theater, and then I this was my first time watching the 4K of it, but I had it on Blu-ray, and I'm pretty sure I've seen it. I've seen it a couple of times. I want to say maybe two or three times. There were parts that I very vividly remembered while I was watching. I'm like, okay, I remember what's going to happen here and here. But before we get into it, let me give you a little bit of background on this movie. Again, this movie came out in 2013. It is directed by Icelandic director Baltasar Kormákur. I'm pretty sure that's how you say the last name. That's how it's spelled. He's from Iceland. Yeah, it's Baltasar Kormákur.
He sounds like a wizard. Barbazar!
He looks like a wizard, too. He has long hair and like a little beard. So he directed, this was his second time. Mark Wahlberg and Denzel, I believe, were both producers on this movie, I think, or something. Because Mark Wahlberg suggested the director because they worked together on a movie called Contraband, which we will be doing in a future episode here on the podcast. But this movie is based on a graphic novel of the same name, Two Guns. That is the name of the graphic novel. So this is an adaptation, a graphic novel. Alex, I know you're a comic book guy. Had you ever heard of that or no?
No, first time.
Okay. Okay, so yeah, this was if you remember Book of Eli, the director said that they liked graphic novels and then like made a movie that reminded them of one, whereas here there actually was one and they adapted it into a film. Budget of $61 million, made $132 million, so doubled its budget. I mean, and I think the video is like, it was a minor hit for Universal. Like, it was not a failure or anything like that. And there was one other thing that I wanted to say. Yes, the director and the writers, what they were going for, because I watched a little bit of the special features, they were big fans of Western films. Specifically, Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid was a movie that they really liked. And so they wanted to make a sort of buddy Western. That's why this movie's real dusty. It's all in, like, Mexico and Texas and stuff like that. It's sort of a modern-day version. So that's where they took the comic, adapted it into sort of a Western-ish film in the vein of a Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. A little bit of comedy, a little bit of buddy stuff. With that being said, could you see that, or do you, without reviewing the movie, do you think, especially Scott, do you think they kind of got that tone correctly, or do you think it was just a big swing and miss in that regard?
No, I think I was watching the movie and I was like, this is, the two of them are kind of like Butch and Sundance. I was thinking that, I think, towards the end of the movie.
Alex,
I've never seen Butch and the Sundance Kid.
Oh, okay. You've never seen that movie.
But you got the vibes of that sort of like a Westernish.
Yeah, and that it did feel like a Western, but I'd never seen that movie. But yeah, it did feel like a Western, like the way it was. It felt like, so, you know what it felt like? And you're going to laugh. It felt like that Chuck Norris movie we saw that you laughed, me and you laughed at. What's his name?
Lone Wolf McQuaid.
Lone Wolf McQuaid, yes. It felt like Lone Wolf McQuaid, didn't it? Just with
like a modern Western, I guess.
That's what I mean. Like, it just felt like that.
He had instead of a horse, he had a car with nitro, a truck with nitro.
He had a Bronco with nitro.
he could drive out of being buried with his
and
nitro.
And he had
boosters.
Like unlimited Coors Light beer. Remember that? He had unlimited beer.
Yeah, that was kind of the vibe they were going for. I'm going to agree with you guys. Okay. I feel like knowing that, you could see it.
Yeah.
Which is why it's interesting to watch your features after the movie. Because then you're like, you know what? I see what they were going there. All right. Now, this movie has a crazy cast. A lot of people are in this movie. You got Denzel. You got Mark Wahlberg. You got the great Bill Paxton. You got the great Edward James Olmos. You got the gorgeous Paula Patton. James Marsden. Mm. Alex's Cyclops, he shows up in this movie. Like, there's a cast full of a lot of actors that you've seen before. I'm interested to hear what you guys thought of it and to give my two cents. I've never reviewed this film. I've never really talked about it, but I've seen it. So let's get into it. Our lead characters, they are, of course, Denzel Washington's name is Bobby Beans is his nickname, Beans. But Trench that's is what it was.
Bobby Beans.
Mark Wahlberg plays Michael Stigman. Yeah. Scott, what did you think of these guys?
All right. So between the two of them, I gave them a 5. I thought they were extremely entertaining. Mark Wahlberg, I mean, because when we watched Safe House, that was more like a serious movie with Ryan and Denzel. This one, they got some comedic freedom, and the banter between the two of them was just excellent. Like, everything that Denzel had to say, freaking Mark Wahlberg had something to say right back to him. Mm-hmm. And I loved it. Yeah, between the two of them. Yeah, man, it was a 5. It was great.
It's funny you say that. There was a lot of improv, apparently, throughout the movie. Like, they had a script, and these guys would, like, improv a lot. And they just put it, they left it in. Because I was like, that's kind of funny. So we'll leave it. All right. So a 5 from you. Alex, what did you think?
Oh, I gave it a 5. I think their chemistry is way better than Ryan Reynolds and Denzel. And I agree with Scott. Yeah, Denzel and Ryan Reynolds did not work for me. And I love, he was like, why every time you see a woman, you just wink at them? He's like, what? No, no. And then when it was a black lady, he goes, why didn't you wink at her? He goes, he's like, I don't wink to every female. I don't know. I just think that's like so funny. And then when they're doing the orders, he's like, oh, my friend will have a pancake. No, his friend will not have a pancake.
Oh, that part is so funny.
Yeah.
I want pumpernickel toast.
Yeah, probably. Like, yeah, pumpernickel toast. Because we have, he was like, good. Those donuts, are those fresh donuts? Yeah, he goes, how about we take a box of donuts to go? I don't know. I just felt like their chemistry is so good. And you know what's so funny? I did not remember this movie. Even watching it, I did not remember that one was a DEA agent and the other one's a Navy officer. So, like, even when I was watching, I was like, oh my God, he's undercover. I thought it was, like, pretty funny. But I kind of like Denzel in these roles, this quirky role. He works very well, especially as an action movie. So, yeah, he's really top-notch on this. I thought he was really good. And my favorite line is the ending. When he whips out the rolls of hundreds, and he goes, oh, now you're a big tipper? And he was like, wait a minute, did you keep half the money? And he goes, I didn't say that. He goes, do I get a million? He goes, who said that?
2 million?
Yeah. He said, I didn't say that. I don't know. I just felt like, I felt like they really had great chemistry across the board. And even like the DEA storyline and the naval, it felt like two different movies put into one. And that's what I kind of liked it. Like, they were together, but then when they went off separate, it felt like Denzel's own movie, Mark Wahlberg's own movie, and then they mashed them right back together again. And the piece that mashed them back together again was Bill Paxton. When every time he goes, have you ever played Russian roulette? He goes, let me play Russian roulette. Everyone used them in the cranium. Like, I like that he repeats himself because it, I always noticed that movies that like independent films always have like those quirky lines in them, like Smoking Aces always have like those weird lines between characters. And his was kind of unique and weird. And he changed it up every time because Denzel, he didn't put it in the first round. He spun it while the other one, he was the first round and he shot the guy. So I don't know. I just felt like it was three movies in one and it felt pretty cool, like how everyone got together. So yeah, for me, I thought it was a 5.
And I forgot to read the Rotten Tomatoes score. So I'm just going to tell y'all now really quick. Rotten Tomatoes scores on this movie, almost the same for both. It's a 64 from critics and a 66 from audience. So we'll just call it a 65 average across the board. That's pretty much what it is. Okay. You know what, you guys? I think you pretty much summed it up. For anyone who hasn't seen this movie, if you just like, as far as the plot goes, like Alex said, Denzel is a DEA agent, is working with Mark Wahlberg's character who is in the Navy. Neither one of them knows that the other one is in that field. Denzel doesn't know he's in the Navy. He doesn't know Denzel's a DEA agent. Essentially, both of their groups have set them up to take a fall for a robbery of a drug cartel guy, and it's actually, he's like a, not an informant, but he basically, the CIA pays him to, and they collect money. So they rob from the CIA, essentially, unknowingly. That being said, I think you guys nailed it. They have amazing chemistry, honestly. Denzel is such a good actor that he could do anything, I'm convinced. Because this is more of a, it's like an action comedy. And he's funny. Like, he has some really funny parts. Mark Wahlberg is hilarious. I don't care. The chicken scene makes me laugh. Oh. Every time they torture chickens. And he's like, well, what are you eating? He's like, that's different. Don't bring that up. And yeah. When he's talking with the fat guy, those, like, when he's dissing him, hilarious. The part where they're rolling around on the floor, and he's like, all right, on three, you're going to release. One, two, three. And they just keep holding, and then he's like, you see, now I can't trust you. that part is funny. Like, they have fantastic chemistry. When I saw the movie, I like both actors, but I would never think to pair those two, and it works really well. Mm-hmm. And the reason I gave it this score is by the end of the movie, I was like, I would like to see another movie with them in it. I feel like that's the sign of, like, great lead character. So I gave them a 5 as well. I wasn't on all the way on board throughout. I was like, I was feeling a 4. I was like, 4? But by the end of it, I was like, nah, man, I want to see them do, like, another adventure of some sort. Anything. I don't even care what it is.
Yeah.
So yeah, 5 across the board. All right, villains. Now, we got literally everyone else in this movie is a bad guy, pretty much. The main villains being Bill Paxton, who is a CIA guy who's in charge of who they rob, and Edward James Olmos as the sort of cartel leader. They're the two big villains. But then under them, you got James Marsden as the Navy contact, and you got Paula Patton, who betrays Denzel as well. So you get a lot of villains, but I'll let y'all discuss how you want. Alex, what did you think of the villain element?
Oh, I gave it a 5. And this is why, not to be biased by actors, I think each actor represented the characters very well. And this is what I mean. Like, Bill Paxton's in the movie for a few scenes, but he is so impactful in all the scenes. I mean, I forgot, I missed that guy on screen. He is so good on screen. He was so funny. Like, when you have a villain that's funny and badass, to me, I give extra points because he's really good. And especially at the end, you did the right choice for calling me and getting my money. You picked the right side. Now you're free to go. And then Denzel does the cool scene with the thing. Yeah. But, like, you know, you have that. My man from Selena, the father from Selena, like him, he was good also, right? Like, he gets his ass beat and he goes, oh, I can't wait to get, you know, karma's going to get you back. And then Mark Wahlberg keeps slapping him up. He goes, no, it's not. He goes, you're mine. He's like, you're mine. Yeah.
He pisses on his hands and Mark Wahlberg's like, don't touch me.
Yeah, don't touch me. It smells like hot Corona. Yeah. He's so like, this was, like, that was funny. But then, you know, he beats on them and then he gets his side and then he kills the girl, which mm-hmm. is Denzel's woman at the end of the day. I thought he was really good. I don't know. I just felt like everyone, James, my man Cyclops, I always liked him as an actor.
Different role for him.
Oh, he's really good. He is so good in this movie as the betrayer. And I love the naval scene. Like, he goes on to the naval base and the admiral's like, what do you want me to do? He's like, it's a black ops.
Yeah, Fred Ward, by the way. Fred Ward. That, oh, yeah. That role, yeah. They got a real famous actor, Fred Ward. So
I don't know. I felt like he was really good. I don't know. At the end of everything, to me, it worked very well. The villains worked here. And this is what I mean Bad Boys should have had. If you're going to have Bad Boys with the comedy of what they had, even with the captain, because the captain was really good. We all agreed on it. They needed a villain like Bill Paxton, someone to enforce what was happening on screen with those funny characters. Cause like, even when Denzel, they had that funny scene together with the Russian roulette when I was laughing. So anyway, I gave it a 5.
Yeah. This was a better Bad Boys movie than Bad Boys 4. I'm not gonna lie. Okay, Scott, what did you think?
I agree with pretty much everything Alex said. I ended up giving, like, everybody, all the villains, because there's a lot of them in here, I gave them all a 4. And the strong point is obviously Bill Paxton. He is so damn entertaining on screen. When he's sitting there with, what was it, Poppy, cartel guy or whatever, mm-hmm. he's like, are you saying your Spanish cock is bigger than mine? Or whatever he says to him. And then the whole Russian roulette thing. I mean, he's so good. It's just, there's a lot going on, and I'll save more of that for story, but there's a lot going on, so it got got kind of confusing for me. It was still a solid great for a 4 for me.
Nice. Okay, I agree with both of you. My score ended up, I ended up with a 4 as well. I was like on the border of a 5. The only reason for me that I gave it a 4 is because there's so many villains, it ends up like taking away from each individual one a little bit for me. However, and Alex, you said something that, I don't know, did you watch, you just watched the movie, you didn't watch none of the special features or anything.
No. Yeah, you're the king of that. I don't.
Yeah, funny thing is, I usually don't, but for a movie like this, where it's like, let me see what kind of like, because I was looking for like background stuff or whatever. It's interesting that you said that each one was really impactful, because every person that was in the movie, like they interview them, they all felt like they had the best role. And you could tell that they all wanted to deliver like a really good performance, even if it was a smaller role. Like James Marsden, he was like, this is a very interesting character, a naval guy doing this robbery, but is, you know, he's shady, he's not telling the other guy. Edward James Olmos was like, he almost never plays a bad guy. He usually plays like a very serious good guy. So he was eating it up. Bill Paxton, he said he hadn't done a movie like this. He said this was like the favorite script he got in for years before he made this movie, where he was like, I hadn't done anything in a while. And I was like, I got to play this guy. And it was funny because in the interviews on the Blu-ray, he's still talking with the accent. So I guess he just stayed in character. He was like super Southern the whole time. He was like, I'm just going to keep talking like this. So I think he's amazing in this. I think Edward James Olmos is great. Paula Patton, gorgeous. I think she's good. Like, you know, because she's a woman and she's playing a DEA agent as well, that's dirty. You know, she uses her femininity to her advantage. She's able to, and by the end, it comes back to bite her, and it comes back to bite everybody, really. So, but I gave it a 4 just because there's so many. And I feel like if there was like at least one or two other like good guys, if one of them could have not been bad, maybe it would have helped. I don't know. I do think they're great though. I was almost with a 5 as well. So 5, 4, 4 for the villain element. Action scenes, Scott, what do you got?
I gave it a 4. I thought the action was pretty great, pretty solid. It's just, problem I have is it's going to be in story, but a lot of, I mean, you get your good action scenes in there around the story, which I will explain later in story, that kind of took away from the action. But the action that is there is pretty darn good, I would say. But a lot of the, like the big actions all saved for the end, I would say. Even though you got, you know, little shootouts here and there, you got the chase scene where they break onto the naval base. That shit was funny. He was sitting in the car. He's like, you got a plan to get in here? And he's like, yeah. And he just like drives right through and everybody starts chasing him. He's just like, yeah. He's like, you just broke into a naval base. He's like, yeah, surprise. And he's just like, that's a really dumb idea. He's like, yeah, but you should see the look on your face. You were surprised. Yeah, it was pretty solid. It was a 4 for me. Yeah.
Nice. All right, Alex, what do you got?
For action scenes, I kind of like the action. It's not as much. Like, you think it's called Two Guns. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be like massive action. But the big hurrah is at the end. Then you have the one in his apartment where he's like, I will walk you out, which, mm-hmm. again, another hilarious scene. He was like, come on, Beans. He was like, pick up the phone. He goes, and then he ducks. He goes, why are you ducking? He goes, I can see you.
He's like, pick up the phone. I'm not going to be able to trust you as a good guy.
Yeah. He goes, just hang up the phone and I'm going to call you on this. I'm going to call you on the cell phone. Like, I love those scenes. Like I said, I like the bickering, but that was a good scene too. Him helping him escape. I'm trying to think, the driving into the naval base was really cool. I'm trying to think, the ending was
car
awesome.
There was a car chase too, when they both end up in the truck and they're like,
oh, the truck hits them and they get kidnapped.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. He throws up. Like he
oh, yeah,
up.
Yeah, yeah. No, when he put the keys in his pants, I thought that was mad funny. He was like, then when he tried to kick it, he shot it. He was like, oh, you saw that? He goes, I saw that from a mile away. He was like, oh, damn. Yeah. Okay, hear me out. I would normally would give it a 4, but I'm giving this a 5 because I think because of the chemistry, it reminded me of, I know it's going to be another weird comparison, but I hope you guys are in the same brainwaves when you're here. It reminded me of Kiss Kiss Bang Bang, this damn movie, where it's not much action, but the between Val Kilmer and Robert Downey Jr.'s chemistry on screen makes up for everything. And I think these two juggernauts on screen, action juggernauts, I think it worked very well. So for me, I think the action worked perfectly. So I gave it a 5.
I gave it a 4, mostly for quantity, but it's quality. It is quality. It's fun, entertaining. You're right, Alex. Them being so good to get, well, individually, they're both really good in action movies. Wahlberg, I feel like, has done a little bit more comedy. Denzel, I don't, none really. But when you're like maybe the best actor of all time, I feel like you could do anything. And sure enough, he could do comedy. So also, a lot of people say he's funny in real life. So maybe he was just like acted like kind of how he is in real life. Yeah, them being so good makes you want to watch everything they're doing all the time. The big finale is a lot of fun with the exploding car with all the money. And then they're like back to back shooting. Like, that's pretty awesome. I like the scene with the bull. That one cracks me up when the bull comes in and they're like picking themselves up to dodge the bull or whatever. That was fun. It is mostly shooting action. There, like I said, there's a little car stuff, mostly gunplay. It is called Two Guns. So, I mean, I can't be like, where's all the karate? It's not going to be karate. It's called Two Guns. So, you know, not a lot of hand to hand, but that's okay. It still works. It's good. It's well shot. It's fun. I give it a 4. Okay, storyline, Alex.
I like the storyline. I gave it a 4, but I can see a lot of people giving it a 3 because it's a little, it might be confusing for some, but I enjoyed it for what it was. And I kind of liked it because it was 3 storylines in one that felt like a comic book. Like you're reading a 3 arc comic book, right? So you have the DEA agent, he's in undercover. Then you got the naval guy who's undercover, and then they're together. So they're kind of friends. I thought they were best friends, not knowing that these two are working for 2 different organizations. And then he was about to turn on him, and then he put the gun on him super fast. And then he, my other favorite part is when he shot him, he's like, give me the gun. He was like, what? We're brothers. He goes, give me the gun. He shot him in the leg.
Oh, yeah. Well, he had to get his payback at the end.
Yeah, he had the payback. He goes, I'm going to pay you back. I'm going to shoot you. I thought that was funny.
So you want the leg or the arm? He's like, come on, man.
Yeah, he shot him in the leg. So, like, for me, I think everything worked so well. And the storyline was so, for me, was rich and fun and unique. I think that's what worked for me. Especially, I bet there was story movies, and I don't know if we ever got to see him or not, but I never seen a movie that was two different organizations working under one, and then they, like, you know what I mean? And they come head to head. I haven't seen that in a, so to me, this was unique.
Especially in a heist movie.
Yeah, and this reminded me of Hell or High Water. Didn't, was it the same way they were behind, they were eating in the restaurant, and then across the street was the bank with Chris Pine?
Yeah, yeah. That's similar, like there's, yep, in that regard, yeah, that is a scene that happens in Hell or High
Water. Dude, I thought I was like deja vu. I was like, bro, did I just see this with Chris Pine? I was just like, was it the same
and
thing
he
was ordering coffee? Yeah, so I don't know. I think everything worked very well. I give it a 4. I think it's great.
Okay, now I said I had a problem with this movie, and it's all in the story. I am the opposite of Alex here. I was confused as shit. I was like, what is happening? Yeah, my antennas were freaking stuck together. They wouldn't come apart. I was like, okay. So then I forget, like, because I've seen this movie once. I was like, okay, wait, Denzel is DEA. Okay, then Mark Wahlberg is like, I'm a Navy SEAL or some shit.
He's a naval officer.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a naval officer. Yeah. And then you got Bill Paxton. He's like, I'm CIA. And then you got freaking... And then Poppy's sitting there at one point. He's like, I'm CIA. I'm CIA. I'm like, what is happening right now? Like, I'm ready for the Kool-Aid man to break through the door and be like, oh, yeah, ETF. Like, everybody's on some type of side here. And it's way too much for this movie. This movie does not need to be this complicated. I feel like they were like, let's just add this in. Then we're going to add this in. And then this guy's going to be ATF. This guy's going to be DEA. This guy's going to be a freaking Navy officer. And he's going to have a squad. And they're going to rob a bank. But it's really for this. And I'm like, oh my God, what am I watching? Yeah, it was a 2. Yeah, that hurt it really bad for me. And I think the whole movie tried to dance around this ridiculous freaking storyline that was way too hard to follow for an action movie. Ooh. So this is a 2 for me.
That's super interesting. I like it. Okay. I disagree. I was never confused when I was watching this. But I mean, look, when I was watching it, because I remember liking this movie a lot, but you know me, I don't rewatch stuff very often. So it's like, okay, it's been a good 10 years since I seen this. And when I was watching it, I was like, dang, I remember why I watched this movie like a bunch of times when it came out, because it's good. And I think the writing is good. I actually think there is a lot going on, but it's not that hard to follow. Now, that's not an indictment on Scott. Nobody come at me and say, oh, no, I'm not saying that. There is a lot going on. So I will give it that. Alex said the same thing. It is like almost multiple stories kind of mashed, because you got Navy, you got the DEA, you got a drug cartel. However, I feel like they did a good job telling the story. Like I was always in it. Like I always knew what was going on. I would say maybe there's about 10 minute span where you're a little like, there's a little bit of like, okay, who's really good, who's really bad. And then after that, once you've find that out, from there it's smooth sailing for me. I think the only part I got a little was with the Mark Wahlberg being in the Navy thing. I forgot about that. I knew he was something. I was like, I know he's some kind of other agent, but I couldn't remember it was Navy. I think when that first comes out, it's kind of like, what the heck? Other than that, I was able to follow it. I think I gave it a 4 because of what Scott said. To me, I can't, even though I was able to follow it, the fact that there's a possibility where it could be a little convoluted, I can't give it a 5. To me, it's got to be like flawless, no, nothing confusing. Here, I could see it happening. I agree with Alex in that regard. And I agree with Scott. Like, I could see someone being like, wait a second. This is like, and it's not even a lot of double crosses. It's just everyone's bad. When you watch this movie another time, if you go in knowing literally everyone's a villain except Mark Wahlberg and Denzel, it does make it a lot easier to kind of follow, you know, like what's going on. So I do think subsequent watches help too. I know this was your second time watching it, but I feel like if you saw it a third time and you knew like, okay, I know for a fact this, it might be a little easier, or maybe not. Maybe it's still just it's a lot going on. So yeah, I gave it a 4. I thought it was good. And I think the comedy's really good. I think the script is humorous. I like the setting. I like the Mexico, Texas thing. Yeah, for a movie with so many characters, I liked everyone in it. So that's a plus as well. Okay, overall, Scott, what did you think of the movie?
Overall, even though the story messes me up, I guess I'm just a little bit slow in the head. It's a 4 for me. Bill Paxton, Mark Wahlberg, Denzel, they all heavily outweigh my idiotic confusion. Okay. I'm just messing with you. No, it's a 4. I really like the movie. I think it's a great film. I have it on 4K. I bought it when Best Buy had a sale on it, and I'll definitely pop it in every once in a while and give it a watch. It's very entertaining, very fun.
And it has good special features, by the way, the 4K. If you have it, it has like a long making of. It has a improv thing where it shows like all the improvised lines, like multiple takes of them and stuff like that. It was pretty fun. All right, 4 for Scott. Alex, what do you got?
Overall, I agree, 4. I think it has perfect action, great storyline, great characters. And you said something in the beginning that I wish it fruition, and I wanted to see a 2 Guns 2. I don't know what, or maybe Denzel and Mark Wahlberg action adventure, like an Indiana Uncharted type movie of them just go, like with these characters just looking for gold or something. Like, I don't care what it is. looking for gold. They're like in the bands of
looking
Africa,
for El Dorado.
Like, yeah, something like that. Yeah, El Dorado or like the like something under the ocean. Like, I don't care what it is. Like, I think they have very, and you know, it's funny about film that when there's two actors that they do a great job, you never see another project with these two ever again. They'll do one movie and then that is it. And it's a shame because there's a lot of actors that did great work together that you never get to see more projects with the same characters with the same actors. Huh. You know, like Stallone and Kurt Russell worked well together. But that the only movie they did together was Tango and Cash. That's pretty much it.
Yeah, true.
They never did nothing else ever again in their prime. And I'm not talking about old. I'm talking about in their prime. Like, they never did nothing. That's it. Mm. You know, Denzel, Mark Wahlberg, that's it. This is what you're getting. I'm trying to think of other actors that did, like, two juggernauts that are, like, really good and nothing came out of it. Just one movie. Now you're just going, this kind
of
sucks.
If you go outside of action, there's like just like great actors, period. Like Leonardo DiCaprio and Daniel Day-Lewis in Gangs of New York. Like, amazing. Two of the best ever. One movie together. That was it. Never again.
Yeah. James Daniels and was it James Daniels? What's his name? Jim Carrey and the Jeff from Dumb and Dumber. Yeah. Jeff Daniels. They did Dumb and Dumber. I'm not counting part two, but I'm just saying they did Dumb and Dumber, but they never did another comedy ever again.
Jeff Daniels, like, and Keanu Reeves. Speed. Oh, he died. Well, no, they could have done another movie. It didn't have to be Speed 2.
It did.
They were great.
To.
They had great chemistry in those scenes together.
Yeah, Sandra Bullock and Keanu Reeves were pretty good together. They only did Speed. And I mean, I bet they did lovey-dovey movies.
They did a
movies,
romantic
but,
comedy.
Right, but I mean, it wasn't as good as Speed. But you get what I mean, though. Yes. Like, it's just, you don't get that. So I wish they did, but I gave it a 4.
I agree. I wish 2 Guns 2 happened. I don't know why. And that's also a great name, 2 Guns 2. Or call it 4 Guns, you know, 2 plus 2, 4 Guns. I don't care. Well, at the end, they're each holding 2. So, I mean, I feel like I wish it made a little more so that maybe they would have went with a sequel. I don't know what, like, why they didn't. Let me see. Did they ever even talk about it? Box office? No, it said it made some money. There was nothing about a sequel, unfortunately.
Yeah, it could just be it was a one-off.
I mean, did they hate each other, though? Did they not like working with each other?
No, they loved working with each other. Yeah, like, they said they loved working with each other. They kind of knew each other just from crossing paths. It was, the set seemed awesome. They loved Bill Paxton. I mean, he passed away, so, you know, he couldn't, but shame. Because at the end of the movie, I'm like, I could watch another one of these. And that doesn't happen too often. I am not, like, big, super big sequel guy. Like, I will go see them if they exist, but I'm not always like, oh, I want another. It's more like, that was good, leave it. This is like, that was good, I would like another. because I could just watch those two on screen. So I gave it a 4. It's still not a 5 for me. I agree. I do think there's a high entertainment value, though. This is an underrated movie, in my opinion, because when you're talking about Denzel, you rarely hear Two Guns. And when you talk about Mark Wahlberg, you rarely hear people bring up Two Guns. And yet they're both in it. And it's awesome. It's like a real awesome movie. A little pulpy, you know, based on a graphic novel. It's got that feel to it, but it's super funny and it's really entertaining. So give it a watch. If you've never seen Two Guns, do yourself a favor. I think you'll enjoy it. What's your total points, Scott?
I have a 19 out of 25.
All right. Very good. Alex?
23 out of 25.
Okay. Very nice. I have a 21, right? Yes. I have a 21 out of a 25. A good movie. So you're surprised. You were surprised in the sense that you liked it that much. Do you remember liking it that much when you first watched it?
I didn't like it that much. But you know what's funny? Some of these movies, I don't go back, gravitate to them. So like when I do buy them, like this was a Best Buy buy. I was like, oh, let me just buy because these two actors in it.
Yep.
I enjoyed it, but I never went back to watching it. And then I watched it now. I'm like, man, this shit is really good. Like, why did it have been ages since I popped this damn thing into the 4K? But I enjoyed it. I liked it a lot, and it does need a sequel.
Well, that's the fun thing about this podcast. It either ruins a movie for you or it makes you appreciate a movie you didn't know you liked. And sometimes you just know it's good and you like it again. So this is the case for Alex where he was like, eh, and now he really enjoys it. So with that said, that wraps up Denzel month, a solid month. And we still have more of his movies to do that we haven't done yet that I'm excited for. We got some more Denzel Tony Scott movies that we have not done yet. Taking a Pelham 1-2-3, Deja Vu, Unstoppable. We still got to do all of those. He's the best. I love Denzel. And we got a Mark Wahlberg month in the future as well. We'd be doing Contraband. I think Lone Survivor is in there. There's a good amount of his movies as well. That being said, that's not coming up yet. Our next franchise is going to be the mythology movies, Clash of the Titans. That's 3 movies. So with that, we had to pair it with 3. And I'm going to go with, we're going to go with some Nicolas Cage movies. Now this was actually voted on my Instagram polls, like 2 years ago, but we're just now finally getting to it because I schedule way in advance. So people voted for Nicolas Cage. I forgot who he beat out. And the movies we're going to be doing are Wind Talkers, which is a war film directed by John Woo. Con Air, which I have no idea how we haven't done yet because that's like a 90s staple. So we're going to be doing some Con Air. And then we're going to be doing Drive Angry, which is a weird movie. It's like he goes to hell or something and then he has to come back and I don't know. It's like a weird, not horror, but like demon action movie. So these are three very different Nicolas Cage movies. War, 90s big budget airplane action movie, and an evil movie. So it's going to be a lot of fun and we'll see how this goes.
Scott, thank you so much for joining us on the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
All right. You heard it here, guys. If you guys want to follow us on our social media accounts, please follow Nate over on Instagram at Nateflix Reviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called Nateflix Movie Reviews. Anything action movie, guys, head over to youtube.com/actionmovieguys. Subscribe, leave comments on your favorite episodes, and take us on the go with the Action Movie Guys podcast, available on all podcast platforms. Again, you guys can follow us on Instagram at Geeks, the letter N, Flix. And on TikToks, Geeks, the letter N, Flix. Other than that, he is your host,
Nate from Nateflix Reviews.
I'm his co-host, Alex Figueroa, and that is our intern, Scott.
Thank you for having me.
Be awesome to each other and geek out.